We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Arthur.
Listen, Tub, we have the same trouble every January.
I don't care. It's the principle of the thing.
Well, there are thousands of people who don't.
And there are thousands of people who do.
But there are more people who don't than do.
Well, why should I be one of them that don't?
Because you didn't.
Yes, but I didn't. Wait a minute. I've forgotten what we're talking about. What is it I haven't done?
You haven't been mentioned in the New Year's honors list.
That's it. It was the same last year and the year before that. You might not believe this, Bill, but they've missed me off every year. It's not good enough. I thought at least a CBE or something. Quite frankly, William, I'm very brought down. I think it's disgusting. I should have been overlooked again.
What have you done to deserve an honour? What have you ever done for your country?
What have I done for my country? Yes. I wash my milk bottles out before I put them on the step. Before I put them on the step every morning? And what about all the salvage I've given them?
You didn't give it. They came and took the furniture away.
I don't mean the furniture. What about all the cornflake packets I saved? I could have sent them in and got a Davy Crockett hat, but no. No, I thought. My country first, I thought. And I put them out for salvage. You'd think a sacrifice like that is worth something. Well, never again. Never again. They can whistle for their salvage in the future. I'm going to stock myself up with hats and bus conductor sets and assorted scenes from Noddy in Toyland. We'll see who's the loser in the long run.
Ah, stop moaning. It's your pride, that's all. It's been nagging away at you ever since you found out I was an OBE.
OBE?
Yeah, Order of the British Empire.
Bill, you were ordered out of the British Empire. Don't go mad, we've got 25 minutes to go yet. Save it. Don't try and come the old madam. Of course it's my pride that's been hurt. And not without reason. Look at Sir Laurence Olivier. Sir Ralph Richardson, Sir John Gingold and that mob. Knighthoods for their services to the theatre? Well, what about my services to the theatre?
What services?
Founder of the Relief Fund for Destitute Comedians.
What good was that? You're the only one that's ever drawn on it.
That is not the point. The thought was there.
Ah, forget about it, Tub. Maybe next year.
Next year. It's always next year.
Mr. Hancock, your morning post has arrived.
Anything from the palace?
What were you expecting?
Anything. Any little knick-knack would have done. A night of the bath?
You never have one.
I beg your pardon. Where do you think I go when I leave the house with me towel and soap every Friday?
Down to the horse trough.
Pardon?
Down to the horse trough.
Exactly. Kettle of hot water and the screens round me, I wallow away there for hours. Well, there aren't the horses about these days. It's a shame to waste it.
Tub, why don't you face reality? They'd never give you a knighthood, no matter what you've done. You've got to be a gentleman for anything like that.
I'm a gentleman. I take me boots off and I go to bed every night.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wear pajamas.
Rubbish! What's the point of wearing pajamas over a shirt?
You could take the shirt off first.
What, and stand there starker with the light on?
Well, pull the curtains.
Curtains? Ah, what do you think the shirts are made of?
And you told me that row of brass rings round the bottom was to put your belt through. You'll never be a gentleman if you live to be 100. It's breeding that counts. Family background.
That's where I've got it. It's breeding you want. Make no mistakes, I'm the kiddie, I'm the boy. Oh, I can trace my family all the way back to Rufus Hancock.
Who was he?
My father. I don't think you quite understand what history flows through the veins. You see, standing out on me nose here. All the history of old England for 10 centuries embodied in me. Here. I'm entitled to have a coat of arms stenciled on my bike.
I still say you can't carry a title like Sir Anthony Hancock. living in these cheap rooms.
I realize that. Naturally, if I were honored, I would change my surroundings. You never saw Hancock Towers, our country home. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, the great sweep of the drive, the woodland on either side, the great majestic building rising out of the valley, the east wing nestling in the shadow of the hills, the turrets and battlements commanding and solid as if defying entrance to the attacking hordes. Oh. And its huge centre tower hewn out of the solid rock of old England, and the green ivy creeping up to the side and skirting the arrow slits, the great hall with its marble pillars reaching to the hand-carved mosaic ceiling. I'm entitled to stay there if I want to.
Why don't you?
It fell down. Oh, well, fair's fair. It flows a bit round that part of the country.
He lives in a world of his own, doesn't he?
No, 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 it's true. My great-grandfather was killed in the collapse. Poor wretch, he was running screaming from the falling masonry, and he was cut up into little squares. He ran smack through the portcullis when it was still down.
Ah, you're romancing again.
Well, that was the legend. That's the legend they still speak of in the village. Much Hancock on the wold.
I don't believe it. There's no such village.
Oh, yes, there is. Just up the lane, not 2 miles from Nether Hancock. All named after our family. Massive estates we had. 12 villages, 6 rivers, 3 hills and a mountain. Biggest landowners in the country, our lot were. We had it taken away from us in the Restoration for helping Cromwell escape from the Armada. Then we had it restored when the Stuarts got on the throne, called Gascoigne Hancock, told him how good he looked in a kilt. What a family. We even survived the family disaster of 1782 when Cursed Hancock, third Earl black-hearted villain that he was, killed a peasant in a black rage for throwing turnips at his helmet. Banished from the country, and his father cut him off without a penny.
Why?
He was skint. That was the start of the crumble of the Hancock fortunes. Bit by bit, our lands were taken from us. We flogged Ireland. Cornwall was taken from us. 10,000 acres of Sussex went in death duties. Soon all we had left were the home counties, Doggerbank and the Isle of Wight. Until the present generation, my old father could just scrape together enough money to send me to Eton, Harrow, Oxford and Cambridge.
That must have been expensive.
35 shillings leaving Victoria coach station at 9:30, returning the same evening.
All right, Squire, if all this is true, why is it you haven't claimed your rightful heritage?
Ah, well, you see, I can't prove it. I was stolen from my cradle by gypsies. It was when I was 23. I remember I was sitting before the log fire, the falcon sitting on the hearth, and the great Dane perched on my wrist. When they swung down on ropes from the minstrel's gallery and made off with me. Yes, and the only proof I have of my true identity is the strawberry birthmark which all we Hancocks bear.
Well, that's it, then. Show it to somebody and prove it.
No, thank you. The place where this birthmark lies will not be bared to anybody, heritage or no heritage.
How is it you've never told us all this before?
Because I only made it up last week. It was the tale I was going to tell after I got me knighthood. Well, it doesn't cut any ice being a new knight. You've got to have history. You can't go up to people and say, I'm Sir Anthony Hancock, my father's a tram driver. Use your nut, old man.
Well, you didn't get your knighthood, so shut up and don't let's have any more of it.
You'd think she was employing me the way she talks, don't you be so sure? I'm still a young man. Watch it, watch it. I'll get a knighthood one of these days. They can't ignore me forever. Public opinion won't allow it.
A man who holds a knighthood should be worthy of calling himself a sir. He should be a gentleman, impeccable manners and well-educated, not a scruff bag like you. If you'd learned how to speak properly, learn correct etiquette, table manners, all the little things that go to make a true gentleman, then someone might take notice of you.
I know all that stuff. All those things are instinctive to me. It's just that mixing with rabble like you lot has roughened me up a bit. It's all lying dormant under the surface. A refresher course is all I need. A couple of weeks under the right teacher, I'll be ready to take my rightful place in society. Now then.
Here we are. This is the place I was telling you about. The finest teacher of social etiquette in the country.
Let's see. Sid James Gent... Sid James Gentmaker. Says here, debutantes brought out. Let us make a toff out of you. 5 nickel a lesson, half price for the aristocracy, proprietor the Hon Sidney Farquharson James. Apply within.
Well, what are we waiting for?
So take on. What would Sid know about etiquette? He raises his little finger when he uses a cosh, and that's his lot.
I wouldn't say that. Sid's been around. He knows about things like this. He's mixed a lot in society. A court favourite, is Sid.
Only because he drops the judge a few, Bob.
Give me one good reason why I should patronise a place like this.
Because you won't find anywhere cheaper.
You always find my Achilles heel, you do, don't you? Well, I'll give him a chance.
Shop?
Yes?
Oh, it's you! I thought it was the door opening for a minute.
I am Mr. James' personal assistant, Cecil Smythe Smythe.
Oh, I'm a prospective customer, Tony Hancock Hancock.
Oh, charmed, charmed, charmed. I suppose you wish to take one of our courses in gent-making.
Well, shall we say gent-refreshing? I'm already a bit of a gent in my own way, but I've got out of touch a bit, you know. Living in the old castle with the petrol ration and that. One loses contact with that, what is going on, so to speak. The old manners may be a bit rusty.
Did you ever have any?
Well, of course I had any. I had stacks.
I just asked, because I do believe it's no longer fashionable to put lighted cigarette ends out in other people's inkwells.
Oh, I do beg yours. I was looking for a suit of armour like what I got in my baronial hall, but perceiving none, I dogged it out in here.
Never mind. That's what we're here for, to turn you ignorant slobs into gentlemen. Now, if you go through that door there, Mr. James will personally enroll you.
Yes, swipe me, Tar.
Eat it with your boot. It ain't locked.
Eat it with your boot. It ain't locked. School of etiquette? Eat it with your shoe. It ain't locked. Gentlemen don't wear boots. At least not those with the tabs hanging out of the back.
Well, what do you want, Mush?
No doubt about it. This boy knows he's got it right off.
Come on, don't waste my time, Hancock. State your business.
I had intended to take a course with you on turning me into a gent.
Eh? Oh, well, it's different. Won't you be seated, sir?
That's better. That's better. That sir stuff inspires a bit of confidence. I'm much more ready to chat business than I was with the mush gear.
My humble apologies, sir. I didn't realise that you was wishing to partake of my culture course.
Well, actually, I want you to teach me how to behave in the company of barons and hearls on account of I'm hoping to be one myself.
And you couldn't have come to a better place. All the aristocrats come here to learn how to behave proper. I'm an authority on good behaviour.
I know you are. You'd still be inside if you weren't.
Do you mind? I don't want my clients finding out about my past indiscretions. You wouldn't want me to tell everybody your father was a tram driver?
Shh! Burke's peerage must never find out about that. If anybody asks, my father was Duke Hancock,
the famous jazz band leader.
No, Duke Hancock, the third Earl of... Well, find out a place that hasn't got one, that's it.
All right, then, let's start. 5 nickel a lesson. Lesson one, posture.
Posture.
How to walk good.
That's more like it.
Right?
Yes.
Put all that pile of big books on your head and walk across the room.
Why?
Because that's where the bookcase is.
Right, hang on a minute. I'll get them up here. Wait a minute. Right. All right. Right. I'm coming through. Wait. Watch it. Watch it. Steady now. Ha ha. Aye, aye. How's this?
Marvellous. Marvellous. You're a born walker. 5 nickel, please. Lesson two.
Wait a minute, is that all the posture course?
Certainly, you don't need no more. You're perfect. I never seen a walker like you. Legs flashing out there one at a time. In the same direction. Marvellous, marvellous. Hey, you've done this walking before, haven't you?
Well, yes, you know, I must admit I have, on and off, you know, since I was 12.
Ah, you're too modest. You're too modest. All right, lesson two. What's wrong with this sentence?
Yes?
The horses and cows is in the field.
The horses and cows is in the field.
Yeah. Wait a minute, hang on. The
horses and cows am in the field.
No.
No?
No.
Ah, it's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question.
Well, what's wrong with it, then?
The cows and horses is in the field. Ladies first. They're very hot on that in society.
Of course, how silly of me.
Yeah, you'll learn. That'll be another 5 knicker. All right, lesson 3.
I'm whipping through this, aren't I?
I'm not surprised. It's your natural intelligence.
Oh, I try.
I'm not kidding. You're one of the quickest pupils I've ever had. All right, then, lesson 3, table manners. Now, you're sitting at a banquet. There's 8 knives and forks on either side of your plate. What do you do?
Put 7 of them in my pocket.
I said, what do you do? Not what I do.
All right, then what do I do?
You work your way in from the outside, using a different knife and fork for every course that comes up.
Well, that's a new one on me. I always use 1 knife and fork and wipe it on the bread.
Now you know. 5 knicker, please. Yeah. All right, lesson 4.
And I thought it took years of breeding. I reckon another 3 tings on the cash register, I'll be rocking and rolling in the East End with the best of them.
All right, now lesson 4. How to address people. Now, how would you start off a letter to an archbishop?
Let's see now. Dear Archie, I must say...
No.
Oh, I don't know him very well.
No, you've never met him.
Oh, well then. Dear Mr. Bishop.
No.
Well, stone me, there's not much more you can do with it. Archie Bish? Can't be matey, because I don't know him.
Well, don't write to him till you do. It's another 5 knicker.
Cool.
All right, lesson 5. Correct clobber. All right, then. When you go to a party at an aristocrat's townhouse in evening dress, do you wear a white tie or a black tie?
I know this one. It all depends how long the host has been dead.
Correct. All right, then, lesson 6.
This is easy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, for me it is. I never had it so easy. Well, then, that's it. That's about all I can teach you. I've taught you all I can.
Well, what about lesson 6? I've paid for it.
Eh? Oh, yeah, well, that's the final test before you pass out. It's a sort of final examination. You've got to prove that you can mix with the aristocracy without being rumbled.
Oh, that should be easy. Should be easy, a man of my upbringing.
Here, I've wangled an invitation for you to attend the Duchess of Wellington's 12th wedding anniversary.
12 years, eh?
No, 12 husbands. You've got to watch her. Now, look, if you can go to that party and stay there all night without it being found out that you're not one of them, you've passed. And you'll get a diploma to state that you are now a fully qualified gent.
I won't let you down, Sid.
Wait a minute, before you go. I've got to have some sort of proof that you've been there, haven't I?
Yes, I suppose you have.
Well, a business house of my reputation can't chuck diplomas around just like that, have we?
Quite.
I mean, we've got to have some sort of proof that you've passed.
Very reasonable.
All right, so what you've got to do is bring back a little something, you know, just so that I'll know that you've really been there.
All right. What little something were you thinking of?
Well, any little thing like, a diamond tiara that should be taken out of the safe. Just for that occasion. Well, so I've heard, you know.
Yes.
Just the sort of proof that you've been there.
Yes. Sort of initiative test.
That's it, yeah, like they give to soldiers.
Hmm.
You bring that back to me and I'll give you your diploma.
All right, certainly. And as an added proof, I might even bring back some other stuff as well. There.
All right, then. I'm sure you'll be a great success.
I will, don't worry. I'm going to impress this lot something rotten. Bound to get around what a top I am. I can feel the sword cutting through me shoulder pad already.
Cecil, ring up Diamond Harry and tell him I'll have the stuff around here tonight ready for cutting up.
Ah, delightful party, Duchess. Delightful.
Thank you, Sir Charles. So glad you could come.
Oh, it's a pleasure coming to one of your parties, Duchess. Never boring. Delightful company. You know just the right people to invite.
Yes?
Oh, good evening, my man, Lord Hancock. Put me back in the shed. I think it's going to rain.
Lord Hancock, I don't believe I'm familiar with you. May I see your invitation?
Yes, here we are.
Oh, I suppose it's all right.
Of course it's all right. Pray announce me to the assembled gathering.
Certainly, sir. Shall I take your coat?
I haven't got one, but you can hang me clips up if you like.
Oh, very well.
Don't get them mixed up with anybody else's, will you?
I don't believe anyone else came in bicycle clips, sir. They all came by car.
Must have been a big car, eh? What? Ah! Oh, my word.
Yes, sir.
I bet you butlers don't meet many lords with a ready turn of wit, eh?
No, sir.
If I want you again, who do I ask for?
The name is Withers, sir.
Haven't I seen you on the barley water bottles? You're a good lad, Withers. Have a toffee.
Thank you, sir.
Where do I go, pray?
It's not for me to tell you, sir. But all the other guests are in the lounge.
Thank you very much.
Not at all, sir.
My word, what a charming abode. Methinks I shall mingle. There's a likely-looking lot of intellectuals over there.
And, of course, I wasn't in the least surprised to see Indian rubber come up another 2 points this morning. Were you, Sir Charles?
Well, no, quite frankly, I wasn't. I was in touch with New York over the weekend. They recommended shipping, so I invested heavily.
Very wise. Mm. Imperial preference is improving as well, I noticed. Yeah. Chatting with a fellow from Amsterdam.
Good evening.
Good evening. He said diamonds were holding a very good price. Of course, when the canal is cleared, things will shoot up all round.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Meanwhile, for me, debentures every time. I shall sit tight on my African tin as well.
I don't blame you. The Japs, they're the fellows to watch.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I see Diana Dawes is back.
Canada's the place for the future, you know, as far as mineral investment's concerned, of course.
I was talking to my broker only yesterday and...
She made it up with her husband, you know.
Has she? Oh, the trade unions will be a vital factor in 57, I think.
Ah, without a doubt. The employers must also play their part.
Oh, yes, I agree.
It's all their own air, you know.
Is it?
All their own air, yes.
Shall we join the ladies, Sir William?
Yeah, good idea. Let me know how you get on your oil.
I'm glad she's back anyway. She's a good girl. That's my first test over. I didn't feel out of that at all. I say, you there, Flunky. Flunk, oi. You with the tray of drinks.
Yes, sir.
You want to watch that little bloke in the corner. As you went past, he just whipped one.
He's entitled to, sir. Would you care for one?
I don't mind if I do. And have one yourself. Give me that one with the radish in it.
That's a cherry, sir.
I don't mind what it is. It's the stick I'm after. These crab sandwiches do get in the teeth.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm the Duchess of Wallington.
Oh, charmed, Your Honor.
Are you the pianist?
I beg your pardon, I am Lord Hancock.
Oh, I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
I don't believe you ever will, either. Pianist? Mind you, I'm not averse to doing a turn if you're hard up. I know a few racy songs that always go down well.
Oh, no, I don't think we'll bother you. Oh, I like your evening dress. Midnight blue, is it not?
Yes, I believe it is, in patches here and there, you know. Anyway, my father, the Duke, he was all the same.
I'm sure he was.
Yes, he was.
Oh. Oh, look, the dancing started. Can you do Sir Roger de Coverley?
Why, as he upsets you, I'll have him outside. I'll have him outside like a shot, you know.
It's a dance!
Oh, a dance! But of course, I don't do much dancing, you know. Just a little bit here and there in the aisle at the pictures and that. If you insist, I should be delighted to trip the light fantastic. Hang on, I'll take my boots off and tie them round my neck. Do you want me, Blakey's, to dig in your parquet floor, do we? Well, that's near enough.
Oh!
Oh, I do beg yours. Did I chip a lump out of your leg?
Oh, no! It's gone.
Is it really? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, I'd better be going. Sorry I can't stop for the scarf.
Oh, stop the music. Nobody leave. I've been robbed. Oh, dear. Where's the private detective I hired to protect my jewels? Where is he? Where is he?
Here I am, under the table. You frighten the life out of me when you scream.
My tiara's been stolen.
Has it?
Yes, what are you going to do?
Well, might as well go home. There's nothing to watch now, isn't there?
Well, find it. Do something.
What do I do?
Well, ask questions.
All right, then. Sir Charles.
Yes?
Who won the Derby in 1906?
Oh, what's that got to do with my tiara?
Nothing. It's got him stamped now, isn't it?
Find out about my diamond. Search everyone. I insist that you search everyone.
No, I don't like to.
I insist.
All right, then. Take your frock off.
Well, I wouldn't have it.
Well, it might have slipped down the back of your neck.
I assure you it hasn't.
Well, you're going to be awkward, isn't it?
The man's mad.
I'm not mad. I've got me discharge papers to prove it.
If you don't find my tiara, I shall make you pay for it.
No, no, stop messing about. I only get £5.
I say there. Why don't you question the chap who was with her when it disappeared?
Yes, why don't you?
Well, cheerio. I must be off. Charming do it was.
That's the man. He was dancing with me.
Most pleasant gangway. Do you mind, please?
Oh, any rotten...
See what's up.
My number one suspect going home. It's not fair.
Well, stop him going home.
No, he might hit me. I know. Let's play something else.
You're a bounder, sir, a bounder, a coward and a cad.
Oh, well, everyone to his own trade. Oh, come on, let's carry on with the party. I was enjoying this job.
What about my dear?
No, shut up. Get another one. All join hands. Come on. You put your left leg in, you put your left leg out, and your right leg out, and take it all about.
No.
Come on, shake it. You do the yoga, go, yeah, turn it around, and that's what it's all about.
There you are, Sid. The tiara. That's proved I was there.
Good boy, Hancock. Good boy. Beautiful, innit?
You've got to let her have it back, though.
Oh, certainly.
And what about my diploma?
Here we are, son.
You also promised to help me get a title. You said you had contacts at the palace.
And so I have. I promised to make you a lord, and a lord you shall be. Now, that diploma, you take that up to my palace representative, Society Charlie. He'll make you a genuine lord with all the trappings that go with it.
Thank you, Sid. You've been most helpful. At last, a real live lord. Farewell!
Clot.
Gentlemen, clear the floor, please. Lady Sylvia would now like you all to meet the latest sensation of London society, and here he is, Lord Hancock.
Calypso singers, they have strange names, and as my agent is Sidney James, I sing the songs that make you rock and go by the name of Lord Hancock.
J.B. James, king of the wild frontier.
Hooray!
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed, conducted by Wallace Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Main Wilson. Thank you.